Day. Yes, happy Valentine's Day to all you lovers out there.
Yeah.
We are jumping into the conversation, you know, from a different perspective to get some real stories on Valentine's Day. Brian and I took a little field trip last weekend. Out to, there was a comedy night at Duffy's, Oy Vey, that was put on by Rachel Miles and was very well attended and quite hilarious, I heard. Was not able to make it, but we did get to catch up with some people after the show and ask them about their stories around Valentine's Day, because everyone has a story, whether that's a positive one, whether that's the commercialism part of Valentine's Day. We all have something that our mind starts to conjure up when the holiday is coming around. So we decided to go out to the streets and get those conversations. So you'll be hearing some audio from those and hear Brian and I sort of talking back and forth, bantering, if you will, about what we have heard and what we interviewed. And of course, we want to interview you and invite you into the conversation. And you can jump in at any point. The number's 895-1114. That will get you right on the air. Is there anything you want to add, Brian?
That sounds great. Let's do it.
Awesome. So, yes, the number one more time is 895-1114. We want to spread the love as well out to all those people that are feeling displaced in our community right now. There's been some trialing times with Oroville Dam. The word is that the evacuation has been lifted to a evacuation warning. And I know that, you know, there's a lot of people that are still very precarious feeling, seeing as the rain is supposed to be coming here in the next couple of days. But we do want to relay that message to you all that the evacuation has been lifted to a warning. So spreading our love out to you. Hopefully a little bit of joy comes to your ears as you listen to this talk about love here on Love in the 21st Century. And we're going to get this hour started here with some love from Michael Franti. Say hey, I love you. Love in the 21st Century is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Yoga Center of Chico. Longtime yogis Tom Hess and Rex Stromness have created a new yoga center dedicated to yoga and holistic healing. They offer workshops, retreats, private sessions, massage, and both day and evening classes. For more information about the Yoga Center of Chico, located at 250 Vallambrosia Avenue, Suite 150, next to T-Bar, call 342-0100 or visit yogacenterofchico.com. It seems like everywhere I go, the more One thing that I know, I love you. We are spreading our love here on Love in the 21st Century because that's what we love to do. We love to talk about love. We like to broaden the conversation. And thank you, Brian, for joining us.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I love talking about love. It's one of my favorite subjects, if not the favorite subject.
It can be talked about so endlessly.
Yes.
And again, if you're listening and you have something to share about stories around Valentine's Day, what your mind starts to conjure up, give us a call, 895-1114. I mean, if you've got, like, everybody has, like, their story in terms of the best story about Valentine's Day or the worst story about Valentine's Day or just, you know, the feelings that get to conjure up. Either they get excited about it or they don't.
Right.
Do you have a story, Brian?
Do I have a story?
Yeah.
You know, I do have a, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this when we were interviewing people, and I do have a story. It's like quasi-related to the theme of Valentine's Day, but it happened on Valentine's
okay.
Day, and I just thought it was really this was back, you know, when I was really kind of climbing out of this space in my life where I was like just not, you know, a very good person, and I was just like trying to get my life together And so I feel like I was doing good at resolving a lot of that kind of angst around like relationships and stuff like that. And then I found myself one day, it was Valentine's Day, and I was walking past downtown, and I think I was getting done with like a magic tournament or something because I nerd out like that. And I was walking past all the restaurants, and all of a sudden I saw all the couples sitting there, and I got really like I got mad all of a sudden, like I got like angry.
Yeah.
And I started, you know, and it's like. I started like trudging. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go, and I can't remember what I was going to go do, but I was going to go do something like kind of self-deprecating, or like, you know, I was going to go eat like a pint of ice cream or something cliche like that. I was just like, I'm going to go home and do something like not healthy for myself.
Right.
And I started like trudging. And then right then I just got this wave of like, you know, it's totally cool. Like you're, you know, like just calm down. Like I call it kind of a God shot for me. It's like when I just have this like sense of more than me type of thing. And I just like slow down and time slows down. And it's just like, dude, just chill.
Right.
And right then I was just about to step in some dog poo. And it was a funny story for me because it was like, it, you know, before I would have stepped right in it because I would have just trudged all the way through my madness
right.
and my anger, you know, thinking that this holiday was like something that I needed to like be celebrating and I needed a partner. But it was a marker in my point in my life where I realized that, you know, I got like that wave of just okayness of being with me. You know, I had that initial angry kind of like outburst.
Mm-hmm.
And then like right as I was like centering myself, I was just about to like step in this stuff. And it was just so symbolic. It was like, oh, you know, I totally like kept myself from
nice.
Like getting into it in more ways than one. So I don't know. That was just so funny because I just remember that happened on Valentine's Day.
That is so perfect. And it's funny, on non-Valentine's Day, I've actually sat in dog poo when I was really upset. and it really does compound your anger, I'll
yeah,
tell you.
It does.
So you had something there.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go ahead and dive into one of our...
Yeah.
One of our conversations? We want to maybe let us know a little bit about what we're going to listen to?
Absolutely. So I'll preface this by saying this is a group of three women that we met at Duffy's. One of the women named Haley, actually, she commented on how I looked like I was having a lot of fun when I was watching the comedy show because I just was walking around with this big grin on my face.
Nice.
So she was cool and reaching out and that. So I was like, hey, you guys should do an interview with us. So these are three women that have some awesome things to say about Valentine's Day and how we look at it. So here we go.
So I'm Natalia, 31, from Chico.
I'm Natalia.
Single.
Yeah, girl.
I'm Carly. I think I'm 24. and I'm single.
And I'm Haley. I'm 24 and I'm single.
Okay, so I know I've heard some responses that there's some strong opinions about Valentine's Day. So anybody want to jump in and start with what they got right on the top of their head?
Well, like we were talking about earlier, is that Valentine's Day is kind of like this consumerism holiday in my mind. And, you know, symbolizing love on just one day that Hallmark tells you
right.
to seems very cheesy and unauthentic.
I think the real winner is the day after Valentine's
yes.
Day when it's 70% off chocolate.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's the real winner. One of the best Valentine's Day experiences I actually had was a couple years ago, where I actually shot a Harlem Shake video with a bunch of single friends, and we baked cookies. Yes, Harlem Shake video. Shot it in my kitchen with a bunch of single friends. And that was the best Valentine's Day I've ever had. I think that shows a lot, even out of the ones that I had a relationship.
Is that on YouTube somewhere?
Oh, actually it is.
Where's it? Where's it at?
Harlem Shake cookie version.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, it's divine. Yeah,
everybody has that story about Valentine's Day. You got that Romeo and Juliet idea, but then there's like the real reality of Valentine's Day.
So, now, like, authenticity is so important in your life. And I think as you grow as a person, like, that authenticity changes based on, like, what you thought you were and what you actually are.
Absolutely.
And that's super important to recognize is what you actually are, like what your actions are to day to day, because that is who you are.
Absolutely.
And if that other person doesn't vibe with that, then no need to
try to impress them.
Not at all.
On Valentine's Day.
No need to try to connect them. Like, maybe you can be acquaintances, but... Yeah.
So how, like, if we were to take back Valentine's Day, like, you know, and make it into something that was authentic, because that's what the word that you used that I think spurred it.
I don't think there should be a Valentine's
Day.
Love is every day. Love is your perspective on life. Love is your being. Like, love should always happen on a daily basis. It shouldn't be dedicated to a day.
What do you want people who are kind of lamenting over this particular holiday, like, what do you want them to hear?
Another day, and that they're great people, and they shouldn't be worried about being single or even being in a relationship. Just have fun, love yourself, and enjoy the day.
I would say to your question, Brian, to say to those you love that you love them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether or not they're the person in your relationship with, your family, your brother, your sister, your friend, your neighbor, your roommate.
Oh, yeah.
Wake up and tell everybody that you love them. I mean, you know, I get the kind of over-commercialization of the holiday, but the reality is that it's good to have an annual celebration of something. That's why we have birthdays, right?
Yes.
I'm dead right
love
now.
Is so important.
Love. Right. Love everyone.
There's a meet other.
It's yes. called power.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called power to rise up and be women and be powerful and be heard.
Yes.
And not be afraid to be heard.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Happy
thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Today,
yes.
Tomorrow.
Happy love day. Show love to your loved ones.
All the love.
Thanks for interviewing.
My love, Todd. Yeah.
Oh, too good. Wow, yeah, that was three young women that we met in downtown Chico. And, yeah, I mean, the conversation, as you can see, kind of drifted into just women empowerment there at the end. But I feel like the general sentiment was that Valentine's Day tours to have this capitalist perspective. And one of the things I did share with Natalia, who is the predominant voice you hear in that video or in that clip, is that a lot of men, I feel, would be appreciative of hearing that, because often, I think, generally speaking, women tend to be the ones that are grouped in wanting to celebrate Valentine's Day, and men are sort of like, I'm the one that has to make the reservations and has to buy the flowers and take you to dinner. So it's a little more work on their end. So to hear the part of a woman saying, I don't need all that, I think can be supported by a lot of men.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up, because that was part of the video. It was hard to edit that in, and I really liked what you said about that. Because I think that it's true, you know? It's like, I think all the genders have kind of these differing views on the holiday and some good things to put into it, and it doesn't have to be the assumption that one particular gender is, like, you know, heavily invested in it, and so it has to be assumed that the other gender has to be as well, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or other genders, I should say.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. So I was thinking, like, what is my... I mean, I've got lots of Valentine's Day stories, I feel like. Ones that come to mind when I think of Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Some good and some definitely very romantically tragic.
Oh, we could please say. Tell us a tragic story.
Oh, you want to hear the romantically tragic one? I was like,
I mean, you don't have to. Yeah. But
it's more embarrassing than tragic, I suppose. But
right.
Yeah, I was probably, I don't know, early 20s. Drank a lot more then.
Mm-hmm.
And I was seeing this guy that I wasn't really like, you know, it was one of those sorts of things where we're like seeing each other in a non-committal way, but yeah. like everybody else knew that it was pretty much committed, like, because you weren't hanging out with anybody else. So he had decided to take me out, and he took me to sushi.
Ooh, and that's a good start.
It was a good start. And I mean, it wasn't. It was romantically tragic on my end. Okay. I should point that out. Right. Not on his end. He did very good. like I said, it was more embarrassing than... It was just like the... sad romance girl chick flick movie you'd see where you'd be like, oh, poor girl. Anyhow, so I was wearing red shoes, and I remember him pointing out, like, oh, it's like the Red Shoe Diaries, which I guess I learned later is like a Duchovny, the guy that's in those science shows. Anyway, it's like a TV series that he did about women that he dated, which I know David Duchovny.
David Duchovny, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like these like monologue stories of like all these crazy experiences he has with women,
yeah.
which I had no reference to, but of course as a young woman, this guy that I'm sort of seeing and I have anxiety issues already about it, says that to me, and all I'm just tripping out about, like, what does that mean? What does that mean? So we go out to dinner, and what do? I proceed to take tequila shots to, like, make me not nervous.
Yeah.
Which then just, when I drink, I tend to be, like, so I'm a pretty confident person in general.
Yeah.
I get, like, beyond that, we can say, when I drink. I think most people get a little, but.
Yeah, tequila courage, for yeah, sure.
Yes. So I proceeded to eat my sushi with my fingers, which really disturbed him. But like the more he said he was disturbed, the more it like fueled my fire to actually do that.
Just keep doing it.
To keep doing it. Like I was like proving some sort of point, which it was like the point obviously wasn't to win his liking, which you would have thought. Anyhow, I worked like two jobs at that time. So I was already pretty sleepy. We ended up going to the movies, and halfway through the movie, I fell asleep. Mm. And you know, he was like wanting, like trying to wake me up. And anyway, the movie eventually ended and we left, and he told me that I fell asleep, and I was like, no, I didn't. I was totally trying to deny it, even though I do not remember even the movie that we went to go see. And yeah, he was like, no, I know you were sleeping because I could hear you snoring. I was like, oh my God, so mortified. So I mean, like that goes down in like the romantic tragic section of my Valentine's days.
Right on. Well, yeah. You know, it's good that you can share that though.
Now.
Yeah.
So if you were just calling in and you want to get on the air, give us a call on 895-1114. That gets you directly on the air, and we're gonna jump into another little segment.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do we got?
This next video clip is a harrowing tale about vegan speed dating. So here we go.
3, 2, 1.
All right, love it in 21st century. Here we are in downtown Chico, talking about love, talking about Valentine's Day, talking about stories. What comes to mind when you're talking about Valentine's Day? So who do I have the pleasure of talking with?
Hi, I'm Joe.
Joe?
Very nice
Joe?
To
meet you. And can I ask what your relationship status is?
I am single.
You are single, and are you feeling good about this Valentine's Day coming up?
I don't put too much thought on Valentine's Day. It's all right. It's just another day. But yeah, single, and just that day reminds me of a really good story.
Yeah, what story comes to mind when you think about Valentine's
Day? It comes to mind where I was working, two jobs. I was pretty unhappy. I was reading The Alchemist. I finished that. I was like, forget this. I quit one of my jobs.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. Quit one of my jobs. Went out that night to vegan speed dating.
Vegan speed dating? This sounds exciting in itself.
At a coffee shop in town, and I was just like, I'm not vegan, but I'll go. I wasn't even vegan then, I'm vegan now.
Okay, you were working towards that.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I go in there, I see a few familiar faces, I'm like, I'm gonna go hit up karaoke. I meet some cool people, they introduce me to some more people, and then I meet this girl, who happens to be my next girlfriend for the next year. So that was, that was really something. We met that night, and I became vegetarian, then became vegan throughout that whole process.
Wow.
Yeah, it was an interesting story, and I really enjoy that.
Sounds like a transformative Valentine's Day.
Oh, no, it definitely was.
Wow,
yeah.
Amazing.
It was. A lot of things happened, changing, shifting, for sure.
Right, so anybody listening, if you go to a vegan Valentine's Day
speed dating.
Speed dating.
you know, you might just change your course of your life.
Any speed dating, any social event, get out there. Something can happen.
Okay, speed dating. So this is advocating for speed dating, right?
Yes.
Right now, in the 21st century.
Get there.
If you can find anybody speed dating, go.
Do it.
All right.
Thank you for your
support. Of course.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so that was a, like I said, a harrowing tale of vegan speed dating. And yeah, you know, it's like, get out there. I mean, if you're feeling it, you know, if you're just feeling like getting out and doing something, it's just like, you know, just go out there without expectation, you know what I mean? And just like try to dive into some things that you've never done before and just see what happens.
Yeah, and personally, I was just so amazed that it was so, you know, well, that it was such a great story.
Yeah.
It was a really great story. We do have a caller, though. Katie, are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome. So, Katie, will you let our audience know where you're calling from? And, yeah, go ahead and dive into your story.
Oh, sure. I'm calling from Chico, and thought I didn't have a story, but then I thought, oh, my gosh, I have one of those tragedy turned into love stories, but in a different way. I was going to get my degree at Humboldt State, so I was kind of... going back and forth between Arcata and Redding at the time. I was dating somebody there. And it was a relationship that I had felt had gone really stagnant, and I was ready to leave, and I didn't really know how to make it happen. My sister, who was pregnant, had gone into labor, and she lives in Redding, so I went to be supportive. And my relationship wound up ending. And I was, you know, sad that it had ended, but I understood that it was time anyway. And then my sister had this beautiful baby girl who is my niece, Evelyn.
Hmm.
So, and that happened on Valentine's Day in 2018. And, it was really just like the most epic turn of events from one relationship ending to another relationship beginning. It's a really beautiful relationship.
That's beautiful.
Yes,
that
it is.
That is awesome.
And it's so encompassing of how we like to talk about love here on Love in the 21st Century. It's just bringing that into a broader perspective instead of just like the romantic sense. You have this like, you know, long relationship now with your new niece.
Totally. Yeah, fantastic. It just was a reinvented concept of love that I wasn't expecting that day. And of course, like my sister's in labor, a baby's going to be born, but... Man, when I held her and I just like said her name, I was like, this is the most powerful form of love.
Mm.
And a relationship ended, but like, how beautiful that this life was made. So thank you for letting me share.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in, Katie, and thanks for being the listener.
Yeah, thanks, Katie.
Sure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So we are... So
all
we
right.
do have another caller on the line as I get... All right, so we do have another caller on the line, which I'm going to get on here in just a moment. Brian, you want to tell us a little bit, maybe a different story that you got in there, or just even, you know, what kind of feelings you woke up with this morning around the whole, you knew today was Valentine's Day and you were going to come in and talk about love?
Oh, you know, that's a good question. I mean, I woke up this morning not even really realizing that it was Valentine's Day. It took me a little while before I was like, oh, today's the day. I mean, Valentine's Day for me has been, you know, it's one of those ones that tends to come up, and I don't really have a lot of anticipation for it, so it's usually about sometime into the day where I'm like, oh, today's Valentine's Day. That's right. Like I got to work today, and there's all these like heart-shaped chocolate boxes like strewn over all over our office and stuff where I work. So I was like, oh yes, that's right, Valentine's Day. Tonight's a night where I get to talk about it.
Yeah, I get to talk about all of it. So if you were just calling, I'm sorry I didn't get to the line fast enough. I know you were on hold there. The number's 895-1114, and we will do our best to get you on the line.
Yeah, please call back.
Please call back. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about that last caller just one more time? Like
a little bit?
Like, because I just wanted to say, like, A, Katie, if you're still listening, shout out, because I went to school at Humboldt State University as well from 2007, 2011. So, like, first of all, like, doing that trip back and forth from Reading to Humboldt, I mean, that would just have been taxing, I'm sure. And it's just so cool how... you know, how one thing can just like morph right into the next when it comes to like the understanding of what love is. I just love how you put that. It's like, oh, this is what love is. And I just really appreciate your story for sharing that. Yeah.
Yes. And it's like I was saying, so poignant to what the picture we're trying to paint here in terms of love. And you did it so well in just your short little story, that love is so much broader than the little confines we often place it in.
Mm-hmm.
We do have another caller on the line. It's another Katie. Katie, can you let us know where you're calling from?
Oh. I am calling from Paradise, California.
Hey, Katie. From Paradise. Hey. That's where I grew up.
I am to your point earlier about guys feeling the pressure of making a big deal. I've been with my partner for four years now, and he shows me he loves me every day. And I just, I told him yesterday, don't feel some kind of pressure. We're both going to school. We're both college students. Let's have dinner at home and make it an intimate experience that doesn't have to be, extravagant just because it's Valentine's Day,
Absolutely.
So I think that's really important to note that guys often feel that pressure, but that girls don't always feel the need for some, a bouquet of flowers or something like that to signify someone's love for you.
Absolutely.
So, awesome.
Anyway.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much for letting us know about that from the perspective of someone who's in relationship. That's
right.
Really awesome.
And as a tip and a suggestion for anybody that's listening, that you can just cook somebody dinner, and that can be so much more rewarding at times than taking somebody out to dinner.
It's absolutely.
Like, you spend all the time to decide on what to make and all that.
Yeah.
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 Sweet.
Definitely.
Sounds like you're both very lucky to have each other. That's another thing that's important, is to find somebody that likes to celebrate the way that you do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in, Katie.
Okay. Bye.
All right. So I got another video clip queued up if we're ready to do that.
I do, but I also want to talk about my morning, because
please do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was amazing morning. So today is actually the anniversary of the passing of my partner's father.
Mm.
So last year his dad died, my sweetie John Dutro, his father James Dutro, mm-hmm. had passed away. And so a lot of our day was spent with arrangements with what happens when somebody dies. And so today I knew that, we needed to do something special to honor his dad. And so in my mind, I'd sort of made up this plan that we were going to drive to the coast and do something in honor of his father. And I knew it would be kind of, tricky to convince Johnny to take the time away from his life to do that. But he decided yesterday that we could do that. And we drove, and we ended up in Mendocino, stayed with his cousin. And we woke up, and his cousin, who we stayed with, had made heart-shaped pancakes for her kids.
That's awesome.
Oh my goodness, so sweet. And while I was being a little moody upstairs, Johnny had hidden a pair of earrings for me in the bed. And so he came upstairs because he'd been downstairs, and he was like, "Are we gonna make the bed together?" And I kind of was like, "Are we gonna make the bed?" Like, kind of, being a little sassy. And then, I had no idea. And then I moved a pillow, and there was these, this card underneath the pillow with some earrings in it. And he was like, totally tried to play. I was like, "How did those get there? I have no idea." And it was just one of those, very sweet, very thoughtful times where we're like doing something, took him some time away to honor his dad, and he took a little bit of time to just make it a little specialer for both of us and for me. And it was just a sweet morning.
That's awesome. A+, Johnny.
I know, A+.
Yeah.
And then we had a beautiful ceremony earlier today on the beach for his dad, and
how beautiful.
A special time indeed.
Yeah, that's so awesome that you both can be present for each other in that, celebrating the love of relationship and then the love of his dad. And
mm-hmm.
it's just, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So shout out to my sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
The next one I wanted to share, next video clip, is this was Rachel Miles, the one who put on the Oy Vey, the comedy special at Duffy's. And I love her interview. It's just beautiful. I'm going to let it speak for itself. All right.
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
Here we are, 1121st Century in downtown Chico, weekend before Valentine's Day. Again, some real perspectives after a hilarious show on Love Itself down at the Duffy's Tavern. So, put on by you.
Yes.
Awesome. So, would you mind introducing yourself and telling us just a little bit about you?
I'm Rachel Miles. I am a Chicoan. This is my heart belongs in this town. I just came back from Seattle, and I was yearning for here. I don't even have a home here. I don't have family here, but y'all are my family.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. We love you.
We do.
Awesome. So, yeah, here we are talking about Valentine's Day. We want to get the real truth perspective on Valentine's Day. So, what comes to mind? You know, some people got a story when they think of Valentine's Day, or they think of, like, their strong feelings about the holiday. Mm-hmm. What comes to mind for you, Rachel?
My dad. Mm-hmm. My father. I was always my father's Valentine. My dad used to always give me like a truffle and a box and then some other silly little thing. And so for me, Valentine's Day was never about a significant other. It's just always been about love and feeling like somebody loves you always. And my dad passed away. It'll be 7 years this year. And so now I don't have a Valentine anymore.
But do you still do something in his honor each year for Valentine's Day?
I treat myself always. I always I like food, and so I always find someone to make food for.
There you go.
Exactly.
I thought you were going to say have someone make food for
me. No, I always find someone to make food for. Make a mean steak.
You're hearing this.
If you like steak, dude, Fifth Street Steakhouse, I should be on staff.
She is putting herself out there for hire. Awesome. Yes. Yeah, so anything that you want to share in terms of, like, love in the 21st century, we like to say, you know, we're one-third self-love guide, one-third compassion training, one-third dating advice. So out of all those three things, is there one that you have just, like, a bit of, like, oh, here, I'm going to throw this out to the crowd because they need this?
I think everybody's looking for stability in life right now, and I think we have the idea of stability kind of twisted. I think we're looking for stability inside of a box and a career that is going to give you this, you know, the white picket fence, and we think that is stability. And I've realized recently, come to this conclusion, that stability is not inside of some box with a white picket fence and comfortable couches. It's in relationships. Because you can lose that box and you can lose those couches, but if you cultivate your relationships, you're always going to have a stable place to go.
So well said.
Wise words
so much,
from
Rachel
Miles.
We appreciate you. We'll have you on to tell more of your story because I know you got lots more to say. Yes, thank you.
My long sister.
Wow, powerful words, Rachel Miles.
Yeah, I just love that interview. She was so great. That one actually, you know, hits home for me because I don't believe, at least not that I can remember, I don't believe I've ever really celebrated Valentine's Day with, like, a partner or a date. I mean, it has never really aligned in that way. Mm-hmm. However, up until I moved out of my mom's place, she was always, like, my Valentine. Mm. Like, my mom was always, like, she celebrated pretty much every holiday there was something. And, you know, I would wake up on Valentine's Day and there'd be, like, this basket full of, like, goodies and a card and all that kind of stuff. And I told her that earlier today. I was like, I intended on surprising her today at her school with some stuff. She works in Oroville, though. So instead, she's actually been volunteering over, or she, you know, dropped by the fairgrounds earlier today to see what she could do and help out. And, you know, because she's awesome like that. And so anyways, I didn't really get a chance to do it. I'm still going to do it at some point in time. It's just like a, you know, non-holiday surprise because I like to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's just that's when I woke up this morning, that was like, that was the one thing I did think. I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do that thing that I want to do for my mom, you know, because that's like, you know, she's like been the best Valentine for me.
Nice. Absolutely. Spreading the love to our family.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a little segue here because I just thought this would be a fun song to listen to right now. Happy Valentine's Day by Outkast. So we'll be back with you in just a moment. If you're just tuning in, this is Love in the 21st Century. Brian Anthony and myself, Tamara Wickma, talking about Valentine's Day. If you have a story to share, which we all have a story to share, give us a call, 895-1114. That will get you directly on the air. Again, one more time, that phone number is 895-1114.
Cupid Valentino, the Martin Day Cupid, and I just want to say one thing. Happy Valentine's Day. Every day the 14th. I don't think y'all heard me. I just want to say Happy Valentine's Day. Every day the 14th. Can y'all dig that? Now, when arrows don't penetrate, see. Cupid grabs the pistol. Yeah, now look at here, he shoots straight for your heart. Now, and he won't miss you. But that's alright, y'all won't believe in me anyway, but
you won't believe in me, but you fancy every kind of groundhog. So thank you, Easter Bunny.
There's all this talk about Santa Claus, but see, love will rule supreme. Happy Valentine's Day. When Cupid knocks at your door,
you can't ignore me.
There's no need to run. So happy Valentine's Day. Hey,
every day the 14th.
Now I may have it all wrong. See, if you know what love means, well somebody tell me. 'Cause they just don't believe in me.
You won't believe in me, but you fancy every kind of groundhog. So thank you, Easter Bunny.
There's so much fuss about Santa Claus, but see, Cupid will not be defeated. Happy Valentine's Day. Every day. Your hearts have grown cold, and that bothers me. Now I understand, 'cause I used to be a bad boy in my day. I know you're trying to protect your little feelings, but you can't run away. Don't you supposed to be some kind of player or something?
All right, happy Valentine's Day. That, you know, I mean, that's a classic that needs to be played on the air at least on Valentine's Day. That was Outkast. And we're talking about love, Brian Anthony and myself here, Tamara, talking about love, talking about stories around love, feelings around love, opinions of Valentine's Day. Thank you for being a part of this. And remember, you can call in.
Absolutely. Call in at 895-1114. Yeah, let's hear your stories. Call in. Just let us know what your thoughts are about this whole deal. So in the meantime, we've got another video clip queued up. This is going to be an interview with our man Wyatt Smith. I saw him. This was me outside of the Naked Lounge on Sunday afternoon trying to catch people. I was trying to catch couples, but no one was Sunday was shy Sunday for couples, because no couples that I approached. Maybe I looked creepy or something. I don't know. I had my sign, but they didn't want to talk to me. So Wyatt did, and this is what he said.
And also, I just want to put it out there, if you are a couple and you're listening, give us a call, 895-1114. We'd love to hear from, you know, the dual perspective.
Mm-hmm. Please do. All right, here we go. And I'll apologize in advance a little bit about the sound quality on this one. My mic sounded a little underwater, but we wanted to hear why it's so bad. We're going to play it anyway.
Yes.
Word. Let's see if we get in the frame. Right here. Boom. Oh. All right, this is Brian Anthony again with Love in the 21st Century at KZFR. We're here interviewing people about their opinions about Valentine's Day, because that's when the show is. 5 p.m. Valentine's Day. So I'm here with
Wyatt, a.k.a. Bionix. Whoop!
Bionix is here kicking it. Wyatt, what's up with Valentine's Day with you? What comes up for you, like, with your opinions? You do celebrate it? Like, what do you want to tell people about it?
Man, Valentine's Day, that's like, what, you just got to show all the love, you know, for that special someone or just everybody. And then, my favorite Valentine's Day is San Francisco. I don't know if they still do it, but at the near the wharf, it's a big pillow fight.
Nice. That sounds awesome. That sounds like a really good way to do it.
Yeah, like 100 people. Nice. All feathers flying everywhere, you know. But at the end of it, it's all about the love. You got to just love everybody.
Right on. Cool. Yeah, so for the people that, like, don't celebrate it, or they're, like, lamenting, or they, you know, have all this, like, angst about it, what do you tell those people?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, you gotta quit. You gotta get out your head. You gotta quit, you know, thinking, you know, feeling sorry for yourself. Get out there. And, you know, if you're single, you got friends, hit your friends up, hang with friends up, and they'll lift your spirits up, you know.
Word. Yeah, friends make good Valentines, for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty much it. Do you have any other, Valentine's stories that you want to tell us? Anything that comes up? Any experiences that you had specifically on that holiday that are fairly PC that you want to share?
Well, yeah, the pillow fights, yeah. You know, that's my favorite, you know, but, you know, in Chico, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something.
Yeah, and send out some Valentine's with some friends or something, or just hug the crap out of people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just lots of hugs.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that.
That's a good hug.
There we go. So, hugs in the 21st century, love in the 21st century. We're here with Wyatt. Thanks for being here.
Whoop! Swag.
Oh, Wyatt Smith, what a hilarious and well-spoken guy that guy is.
you missed the video. You know, we hugged. We gave each other a nice good bro hug, which was wonderful.
That was the squeezing sound that you heard. Yes. And I think he had some, you know, important things to remember. And also, you know, in the what he was sharing about sort of getting over that emotional pain that you're having. I mean, sometimes it's challenging to hear that. But sometimes it's really what we need to do, is to kind of move beyond sort of past feelings we've had about relationships that have ended, mm-hmm. and give other people a chance. I mean, sometimes it feels like, oh, this relationship was the best relationship that I'd ever have. And I remember reading one time about Gemini specifically, because I'm a Gemini. And I felt like this
Me
was...
too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome. When's your birthday?
May 29th.
May 29th. June 20th.
Nice.
Yeah. other end.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it talks about how Geminis have this ability with love to sort of put the past behind them, where they kind of just like realize that they have to forget what has happened before in order to fall in love again.
Mm.
And I truly feel that way, because I have friends that, you know, fall into these relationships and then maybe won't get into a relationship for a really long time again after that. Because it's like they compare everybody to that person. And reality is, no one's ever going to be that person. Ever. Because
yeah.
They're not that person.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. And so being able to kind of be thankful for what the past relationships have offered you and move forward, I guess, is a strong Gemini trait, is what I read. So
interesting.
Down.
That's so... I was just having a conversation last night with Jasia. I live at Jasia's place, at Satori Healing Center, and we had this really sweet, juicy talk last night, just kind of diving into that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking a little bit about my kind of vulnerabilities when it comes to relationship and stuff, because I definitely feel like I have some lingering things sometimes when it comes to like. Really just like, it's more like scary in terms of like what I don't know, as opposed to like the past stuff, you know.
Right.
It's like I do feel like when I drop into my authenticness of myself, I feel like those past relationships feel much more like learning experiences, as
Absolutely.
Opposed to like, oh, I'm afraid that this isn't going to work out, you know, because something in the past didn't, kind of thing. Although those I think those fears are always there, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I think at any point, if we've been hurt in some at some level, there's going to be some apprehension to be like, oh, is this gonna end up the same way?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's cool to be able to realize that you have that ability to be like, you know what, like, it's just a learning experience. Everything's gonna be different, you know, as things unfold. The future relationships are always different than the past ones, that's
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Yeah. Especially if you allow them to be. If
exactly.
You allow those relationships. And another thing that Wyatt touched on was, you know, loving yourself and, you know, really leaning on your friends and having your friends support you in times that you maybe aren't in a relationship or coming out of a relationship. And I think that's a really big component too that I often see, is like people jumping into a relationship as a resolution to loving themselves.
Yeah.
When really, you know, it's cliche and woo-woo and you know, new modern it, as it sounds, you gotta like love yourself, you know, energetically in order to attract an energy that can be matched with that.
Absolutely.
It's hard to attract a relationship, you know, that is healthy and beneficial if you yourself are in a place where you are, you know, still in a deep healing process. Most likely the type of relationship you're going to attract is a person that is also in that place too.
Absolutely.
So it's being able to allow yourself to be okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting you bring that up too. I did want to touch on that because I think it's something that I want to approach in future shows here. It's actually something that I want to, I have an idea for something I did want to post on my YouTube channel too, just in regards to that self-love component. Mm-hmm. I think it is common nowadays. You do hear more and more people talking about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think people know, are starting to know and understand self-love as more of a concept. I mean, you heard pretty much everyone that we talk to on right. the streets talk about it. And yet I think it's like it's a concept that's still like nebulous. Like people don't really know what that even means. Mm-hmm. I mean,
how do you actually
right,
love yourself?
Right. I remember seeing this meme a long time ago that was just like, you know, of all the things that they taught us in school, they never taught us how to love ourselves. And right. and it really is. It's like, you know, unless you had that really strong model growing up or whatever, it's like it's really hard. So, you know, that's one of the things, like if you're listening to this and you're like, well, you know, how do I start doing that? It's, you know, keep tuning in. I think we'll have some things for you to explore, you know, because there's a lot of different ways that you can explore self-love without it being super whatever, like cliche, like you said, you right. know, even just the simple things like giving yourself like a foot rub at the end of a day, you right. know, and just appreciating your body and your being for what it is and what it does and allows you to do. I mean, that's like a place that you can start and just be like, ah, yes. I love this thing.
I love myself. Yeah, we did a series a while back, Self-Love in Action.
Nice.
So, yeah, we'll have to be touching more on that. Like, how do you actually love yourself besides just saying you love yourself? Because, yeah, you can say it, but how do you actually put it into practice?
Mm-hmm.
Such a big concept. So we got about, you know, 10 minutes or so left here in the show. If you're out there and you got a story to share, give us a call, 895-1114. That'll get you on the air, 895-1114. What do you have queued up for us over there, Brian?
Yeah, I got another interview. This one actually, this is Laura outside the Naked Lounge, and she had a really sweet, sweet things to say. So we're going to queue that up right now.
Hey, this is Brian Anthony with Keith Emperor and Love in the 21st Century. We're out here just interviewing people.
All right, we got
technical difficulties with getting that one queued up, so we're going to try a different one now. We're going to try, let's just make sure that this is working here. All right, so let's try this one and see if it comes through any differently here. All right, this is Chris. This is an interview with Chris outside the Duffy's Comedy Night.
This is Brian. I'm here with Love in the 21st Century here with KZFR. We're doing interviews, and I have the pleasure of interviewing my friend here. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Chris Tavolazzi. I work over at the Naked Lounge in Chico here.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to be doing interviews there tomorrow, actually. So
awesome.
So, you know, we're here basically, you know, talking to people about Valentine's Day because it's a couple days away. We just saw this awesome comedy show that was kind of like this, you know, it was like a primer for Valentine's Day and kind of getting all the angst out about it. But we just want to see, like, what, you know, what from your perspective, like, do you have any stories about Valentine's Day? Like, what comes up when you hear about that holiday?
I mean, when I think of Valentine's Day, I lost my virginity on Valentine's Day back in high school years and years and years ago. I was 18. I was 18 years old. I waited
that's
that long.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you weren't doing anything illegal.
Very
thank
legal.
You. Thank
very,
you.
Very legal things happening here.
Thank you for prefacing that.
I got flowers and all the romantic things that an 18-year-old kid thinks are important on Valentine's Day, and like little chiclets and candies and all kinds of things, and I laid them all out. And I actually took my girlfriend at the time to the Sundial Bridge in Reading, which was very sweet and very romantic, and then we had Valentine's Day.
That's awesome. awesome. What else is the Sundial Bridge for if not doing that? That is awesome. That's so wonderful. It's beautiful. Well, so nowadays, like, what does Valentine's Day do for you? Are you in relationship right now? Are you single at the moment?
No, single. Single as they come.
So what comes up for you with Valentine's Day? Like, what's your thought about the holiday nowadays,
mostly,
other than nostalgia?
Mostly drinking. It's mostly drinking is what Valentine's Day makes me think of. I enjoy the love that people get to share and celebrate. I've worked in restaurants my whole life, so I really enjoy having people come in and kind of express the fact that they're in love and that they have a whole holiday to celebrate that. Just for me personally, I don't like Valentine's Day anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like the other legions of single people where I don't care about it.
Yeah.
It's just a holiday that basically has a whole bunch of people parade in front of me what they have and I don't, and that's okay if it's a Lamborghini, but when it's a relationship, it's a very different situation. So, you know, it's great for people that have something to really celebrate on Valentine's Day. That's what it's all about. It's about the people that are there, that are ready to kind of express their love in a more open and a more public type of way. That's what Valentine's Day is all about.
Awesome. So it, for people who are single, then, like yourself,
Oh yes.
What would be a way that you think that you could celebrate Valentine's Day, either for yourself or in the relationships that you do have?
Oh, dude, I could maybe celebrate just self-love like crazy. Mm. Valentine's Day could be about self-love all day. I could do all my favorite things. I could eat all my favorite foods. I could celebrate the fact that I'm an awesome person. And then I can go home by myself and sleep in my bed alone and not do anything weird. That's
and just all stretch out and just be like, you know, just
cover myself in rose petals because
yes.
I'm a fancy person. This would be a beautiful experience.
Yes.
Everybody should do that. If you're a single person on Valentine's Day, you should go home. You should do all your favorite things. You should treat yourself to a really nice evening. It doesn't matter if anybody else out there thinks that you're special or beautiful or important, because I think that you're special and beautiful and important. And there's many other people out there that think that you're special and beautiful and important, and you should be one of those people. So celebrate yourself if you're a single person.
Heck
this
yeah.
Valentine's Day.
So you've got two guys here, two men who are totally, totally in support of self-love.
Self-love on Valentine's
self-love
Day.
Self-love on Valentine's Day, because that love that you cultivate for yourself is going to radiate out into the world, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for being here. Love in the 21st century. Woohoo! We're here with Brian Crace. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
So well stated and hilarious to boot.
Yeah, Chris was great. I'm glad that worked out.
All right, so we have a caller that's going to share some roomie with us. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Fantastic. Would you mind introducing yourself? Let us know where you're calling from and go ahead and dive into what you want to share.
Okay, excellent. My name is Mercedes. I'm calling from downtown Chico, just real close to where you guys are.
Awesome.
And listening to Brian sharing about the obstacles to love and accepting love, receiving love, I wanted to just share a Rumi quote with you, if that's all right.
Wonderful. Yes. Please do.
All right. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. And that's Rumi.
I love that one. That's one of my favorites.
So sweet. Would you mind reading it one more time?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, sure. Yeah, let me take my headphones off because I have the radio going on one side.
Oh.
All right. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself you have built against it.
Thank you so much.
It's such good medicine. Thank you, Mercedes.
Yes, and such a great way to bring our show to a close,
mm-hmm.
to leave our listeners with.
Perfect. Yeah, just remove those obstacles. There's always love flowing from all directions.
Thank you both.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
You too. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, indeed. It's a day about love. And, you know, I think we all have some overall mixed feelings about the holiday. And, you know, it wouldn't really be a holiday if we didn't have mixed views about it. Because, I mean, you think about any holiday, quote unquote, that we celebrate here in the United States, and we all have mixed feelings about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. But that's good. It means that we're human and we're making our way through it, you know?
Right. And I think we're evolving it to mean something different. Like what you were saying, Brian, that there's so much self-love in the theme of the people we were talking with. Like, love yourself. And whether that is more of a cerebral concept right now, like, it's making its way to reality of how do you love yourself so that you don't need to necessarily be in relationships, so that you can maybe spread your love a little bit, maybe so you can go down to the fairgrounds this evening and help support some of the evacuees from Oroville who are being sheltered there. There's so many creative ways you can spread your love on Valentine's Day. There was a a demonstration out in front of LaMalfa's office today, sharing love, helping to bring awareness about healthcare in the state of California as well as in the nation. Mm-hmm. So there's so many creative ways that we can spread our love when we stop looking at it as this like singular holiday. Yeah, it's fun and hilarious to think about all the ways in which Valentine's Day sort of conjures up in our day-to-day lives. But it's also fun and hilarious to just kind of live your life in a way that you're loving people every day, and it's not just on a special holiday.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm just going to say one thing, too, real quick about the videos, the interviews that we've done. So I will be editing these and put them together in kind of one whole video with all the interviews that you heard and then some that you haven't, all unedited. And I'll put them on YouTube and I'll put them on the Love in the 21st Century Facebook page. So go find that. It's Love in the 21st Century, right? That's
yes.
The name of the Facebook
mm-hmm.
page. Just find that and like it, join it. And yeah, you'll see the video there.
Great. And we are going to be closing this hour with a song that a good friend, Jaquan, sent to me today by Chance the Rapper. It's called That's Love. So stay tuned for that and stay tuned for Ecotopia.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. What's better than tripping is falling in love. What's better than Letterman, Leno, Fallon, and all the above? What's better than popping bottles, trying to ball in a club? Is the first caveman pops with his son balling a club? What's better than paper is balling it up? What's better than followers is actually falling in love? What's better than frolicking, follies falling in mud? Rolling in green pastures, wandering, following love? What's better than eating is feeding your fam? What's better than meetings is missing meetings to meet with your fam? What's better than leaning and needing a zen? Is hitting your zen, dreaming a dream can mean leaving a land. What's better than yelling is hollering love? What's better than rhymes, nickels, dimes, and dollars and dubs? Is dialing up your darling just for calling her up? It ain't nothing better than falling in love.
Ah. I seen it come back, back, back and forth. You hit the nail right on top of the head. I know you've seen it all before, but when it looks you in the eyes, it ain't nothing you could say, but that's love, that's love, that's love, that's love, say that's love, oh, oh, that's love, that's love, that's love. That's love, that's love. Say that's love. Ooh, that's love, that's love. That's love, that's love, that's love.
Ah! Hey guys. Will Durst here with a few choice words on the Donald Trump cabinet of deplorables. Very, very rich deplorables. Depending on whether you believe Bloomberg or the Wall Street Journal, Trump's cabinet picks are worth between $8 and $16 billion. These are the people who are going to drain the swamp? Sounds more like they're subdividing it. His EPA director sued the agency 13 times. The Secretary of Education never went to public school or sent any of her 5 kids to public school, ever. The CEO of World Wrestling is in charge of the Small Business Administration. Want a loan? Okay. First, you gotta prove you can go 5 minutes without being thrown into the turnbuckle. Secretary of Labor is the CEO of a fast food chain that was prosecuted for stealing from their employees. The ambassador to the United Nations is from South Carolina, where the term foreign relations means doing it with anybody who's not your first cousin. In Alabama, the restrictions aren't so severe, which is where the attorney general is from. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, who was turned down for a federal judgeship for being too racist. But Attorney General of the United States, no problem. Trump appointed his daughter and son-in-law to key positions, along with his two elder sons, Uday and Kuse. The new HUD secretary, Ben Carson, thinks the pyramids were built as grain silos. The new Secretary of Energy wanted to get rid of the agency, but couldn't remember its name. And the Secretary of Defense is a guy whose nickname is Mad Dog. Let me repeat that. The Secretary of Defense is a guy nicknamed Mad Dog. What could go wrong? For KZFR Radio, I'm Will Durst. Mad Dog.
This is FM.